Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Zach.
Are you fascinated by the world of cults? Because I am, and it feels like there's just a lot of good cult content out there right now.
Yeah, there's like so many interesting, like harrowing, upsetting stories. And The Gateway is a new investigative series about spiritual guru Teal Swan, who draws in followers with her hypnotic self-help YouTube videos aimed at people who are struggling with depression and suicidal thoughts.
Yeah, she insists her therapy saves lives, but her critics say that Teal's death-focused dogma is dangerous.
Join Gizmodo reporter Jennings Brown as he travels to rural Utah and to the forests of Costa Rica with extensive access to Teal and her inner circle to understand her teachings and investigate the deaths of some of her followers.
This sounds wild and crazy, and it's investigative reporting on a podcast, which is very cool.
Yeah.
And you should listen to it. Listen to The Gateway now on Stitcher Premium.
Go to StitcherPremium.com/gateway and use the promo code OFFBOOK for a free month of Stitcher Premium.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hello! Guess what? You're listening to Off Book.
The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jessica McKenna.
That's Zach Reno, and that's Scott Passarella on the keys.
King of pianists, pianist of kings. Did you notice another sound again?
We did it. Here it is. Guys, we got an in-studio drummer, and you already know and love her. It's
Producer Dana on the drums.
What a multi-talented. You know what? I needed it to sound like a triplet.
Multi-talented.
Guess what? You just heard a great other sound. It's the beautiful singular laugh of one of Earth's greatest humans.
He's a hilarious comedian from Upright Citizens Brigade, which is where me met him, but you can meet him in your dreams.
Please welcome Mono Agapian.
Yay! Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Hi, fitting that I would sound like that.
He's wearing a Simpson shirt.
I am.
I need the people to know.
Hi, you good humans.
Hi, good Mono.
We're so happy that you're here.
I'm so happy to have you guys. I feel like I made it in with the cool kids.
Oh, gosh. Wow. That's just...
Go tell junior high me. Lose his mind.
Were you not cool in junior high?
My high school was big enough so that, like, I was cool among the theater kids, which is to say nothing. I had plenty of friends.
Yeah.
I've really enjoyed every iteration of school, but I feel like I am a rarity there.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people are like, junior high sucked. They were all good for me. I liked them all.
It's just like, it was like a battlefield to me. Like, it's just like everyone's constantly fighting to fight. They're like fighting with themselves and everyone else, and it's just a disaster.
Yeah, there is like so much internal.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm with Zach. I'm like really such an easy time. Can never complain about anything in my life ever.
Sure.
But just like, it was nice and I liked it. making me completely unrelatable. But, but I do still say that, like, I can remember that as being the internally angstiest time, even though I wasn't that angsty. But I'm like, comparatively, yeah, I was like, those are the only years where I was like journaling or whatever. I mean, still, I don't think I journaled.
I journaled a little bit in college.
Yeah.
Lately, but it's only immediately after, like, you get your heart broken.
Yeah. Did you guys live journal?
No.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, tell us everything.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, I found, I like went back and like found some like really sad things where it was like highs and lows, but it was me like just being so overly in my feelings.
How old were you when you were doing this?
Like high school.
Okay.
And was this anonymous or were you like, hey, these are Mano's thoughts and like people from your high school could find them?
People from my high school could find them. And like I was, even my dear friends, I would like want them to read it. And like even if it was just like about a good time, I feel like I waxed so overly philosophic about pounding vodka in an attic. Do you know what I mean?
Man, you are so
much more of a badass in high school than we were.
You really?
Yes.
Mano, you have no idea.
We're just like two little simpletons who have like had like have just had nice little breezy paths, and thus are.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not good.
Pounding vodka in an attic.
Yeah.
God. Wait, that's not what everyone does.
I mean, I think. No, I think you are more normal. We are the weirdos.
Okay.
Let's be very clear.
Okay, fair.
We go now to an attic.
Okay, everyone. My mom and dad are gone for the entire week.
Cool.
We have a whole week. We have the house to ourselves. We can do whatever we want.
I know what I want to do.
What?
I want to take that vodka and mix it with nothing.
My best girls and boys. And we may be underage drinking, but I am overjoyed. Everyone here together, there's no way I'd rather have it. Just pounding vodka in an attic.
Everywhere else, I'm the weirdest kid around. But when I'm here, vodka abounds.
Vodka abounds.
I have problems and I'm secretly gay.
Cool.
But when I'm here, I'm gonna drink it away.
Pounding vodka in an attic. Oh, I'm so sick.
It's really warm.
That's a bad idea.
No, guys, warm vanilla vodka's good for you.
Yeah, that burns so good. The only way you can tell that you're drunk is if you puke.
You kind of feel real bad. People know you did it real good. Yeah.
Was it a bad idea to have all that chicken marsala beforehand?
Oh, I don't know. I thought I heard that you gotta have a good base, and what's a better base than chicken marsala?
Oh, God,
I'm sorry.
Guys, this is exactly how I wanted this weekend to go. Just me and my best girls and boys hanging out up in the attic, pounding vanilla vodka eating chicken marsala.
Kyle, I'm sorry. I think I puked on your family's Halloween decorations.
Don't worry about it.
I think I puked on your mom's beautiful wedding dress.
Oh, it's okay. It's from her first marriage.
She kept it?
Yeah, I don't know why she's... I mean, it's
nice. What do you do with a dress?
You know what? You put it in a thrift store and someone else is wearing it?
Yeah.
It's a cursed dress after it's a bad wedding.
Or you at least move it over with the Halloween decorations so you could play some sort of zombie bride.
Yeah. Whoa.
Why is all the mushrooms whole? Did any of us chew our mushrooms up?
I didn't. I'll eat them, but I won't chew them.
I'm all about swallowing those shrooms.
Did anyone hear my gay confession, or should we just breeze by?
We heard it, dude.
No, Steve, we heard. We just already knew, I guess.
Yeah, I get that.
Mean. Like,
no.
I'm sorry, you're the
adult
first.
Said that to me in kindergarten.
Steve, are you for real? Do you need a live journal about this right now?
I would feel better if I could. I just don't want to pull myself away.
No, let's just all take a quick live journal break.
Kelly and I will just like chill for a second and like let's let it out.
Okay.
Come on, Steve.
Dear Life Journal, sup? Feels good to know that I'm safe with you. Feels good to know that no matter what I feel, I'm whole with you. I know you're just a digital representation of my inner angst, but I love you. I love you, me.
I had publishing, and whoa.
When you put it on the internet, you got it all out of your head. It's like singing a beautiful song, 'cause when you put it on the internet, nothing can go wrong. You take your thoughts and your feelings and digitize them. Sometimes you gotta type them out before you realize them. And Live Journal is a gift from above. Who'd have thought the internet would teach us how to love ourselves? How to love ourselves on the internet.
Dear me, new breakthrough today. I've realized that I'm gay, and I'm not just gonna say it when I'm drinking. I'm gonna tell everyone. Everyone at school, mom and dad, even that weird guy who just sits in the Walmart stealing food. I don't care, I'm gay!
It's just a special place, it's safe, it's like a vault, where you can write out all your feelings and nothing is your fault. And everyone comes closer, like we're standing hand in hand. What is a link if not a link to understand and love ourselves?
Love ourselves.
Got the power of the internet.
Dear self, I feel so good to say stuff out loud. I'm gonna keep going. Sometimes I dream about murder. I dream about killing. I dream about taking squirrels and making them into a jacket. I dream about needles. I dream about
nothing can go wrong if you put it on the internet.
It's been a couple weeks since we had that crazy cool party in my attic.
Yeah, did you clean up all that shroom puke?
I cleaned up some of it.
Okay,
and
well,
then I hired a tidy service to come and do the rest.
Killer.
Yeah.
What's up, Kyle?
Did you read Steve's latest live journal?
Yeah, I was like, whoa, this rules. I'm like getting to know my friend. He's an inspiration for like letting us know that we can be vulnerable.
Yep, and then I felt that way for the first couple of
them. And then I was all like, holy shit, he's a sociopath and we gotta do something.
It was like specifically all the sociopath flags,
yeah,
right?
It's like
hurting animals, having dark thoughts. Like that was the one that stood out to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean like, it's so hard because like the internet should be like safe and free.
Should be able to put anything on the internet and not worry about
it. Yeah, like I'm all about the internet having no repercussions, but like I also don't want to see him like come to school in a squirrel jacket and never have a friend again.
So I guess the question we're dealing with now is, how do you put the brakes on a sociopath?
How do you stop him in his sociopath's path?
How do you look him in the eye when he's doing that crazy, crazy laugh? Oh, how do you put the brakes on a sociopath?
Let's make pee a drink.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Hey, Steve.
Hey,
Steve.
Hey, guys, what's up? You haven't returned my text.
Listen, buddy. I know these these words and labels get tossed by around by some, but I think that for me to not say something well would be very dumb.
Yeah.
Do you think that I can say this? Can we just please unpack it? I don't want to see you come to school in a squirrel jacket.
We're concerned that you might be a sociopath. Not that that would be your fault. It would not be on your behalf. We just want to make sure that you are have the support you need, so you don't come to school in a squirrel jacket, because that would freak me.
Hey, I hear what you're saying.
Okay. Oh, good.
You're a bit concerned.
Yes.
But you needn't worry. Look, I'm eating a bird!
What?
Oh my god!
Okay,
I love you.
Just to clarify, thing in your mouth you just stick in. Are you eating a live bird or just a piece of chicken?
You needn't worry, it's just some chicken.
Good.
What I stole from a farm while it was licking.
Ooh.
It was alive and hugging its children.
What?
And I said, come here, you fucking women.
How do you put the brakes on sociopath? And he also hates women.
How do you put the brakes on a sociopath?
Just my life path.
Doesn't have to be.
Are you saying I'm bad?
Steve, we're taking you to counseling now because we're friends and we love you.
Okay.
So put the bird, put the feathery, feathery chicken on the ground.
Okay.
Wait,
the chicken
was hugging its children?
That's not even what birds do, man.
And like, this chicken was exceptional and you struck it down in its life. Those chickens are probably looking for their mama chicken.
Yeah, what's this anger about, Steve? You got to get to the bottom of it, because right now, like, I don't feel like I want to.
What?
It's okay, Kyle.
Wait, is this a friend breakup?
No.
No.
It's just a like.
We're taking a friend time out.
A friend time out.
A friend time out.
Okay, that's fine.
A friend walk away.
A friend finding out who we are as individual friends before.
This
we
feels like a friend breakup.
No, Steve, even when you see me and Kyle still hanging out without you, it's not a friend breakup.
No, we're the three musketeers, man.
I just feel like we have so much, I don't even know how we'll even split up our assets. I mean, like, who's gonna take vodka bottle?
You can take.
Well, I don't know.
I'll take vodka bottle.
Vodka bottle down. To sink.
Together right now.
Here okay. We were pouring it out.
We're pouring it out.
Oh my god, wait. No, this was so hard. We had to shoulder tap to get this.
I know.
It's the right thing to do.
Sometimes you have to let go of something you love.
That's right.
You've got some stuff going on, Steve.
And it took a lot of guts for you guys to tell me that.
Thanks, Steve. All good.
Oh, I was so worried this was going to go so much worse.
Let's go, Princess Di.
What? You named it?
What?
You named the vodka bottle?
I'm talking to the ghost of Princess Di.
Oh, no. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Princess.
Thank you for imagining me. Do you need to talk?
It's my friend. They don't agree with all the things I say, you see.
I know it's hard, and I know well, to feel like you're underneath another person's spell. I know that it can be hard to find your own voice, but you can do it, Steve. Yes, you have a choice. You can be a princess. Yes, you can be a princess. Just wear a fancy dress and smile wide. You can be a princess with pride. Yes, you can.
Steve.
Hello.
I love saying your name. It's me, Princess Zelda from the Zelda video game.
Princess!
And I am here to tell you life's not what you think, that you can be a hero like the hero Link. You can be a princess.
Princess today, but hey, it's everyone's favorite princess, me Anne Hathaway. I'm here because sometimes I know that it can get real scary, and I know that a life journal is just a fancy princess diary.
You can be a princess.
We can be a princess. Everybody, we'll live in our own castle, and we'll be
princesses,
plural,
princesses.
Listen, I just think it's, like, a little bit weird that, like, as soon as Steve is gone, you and me have nothing to talk about.
No, I mean, he's definitely, like, the keystone that keeps the Musketeers together. He's, like, all the swords. If the Musketeers didn't have their swords, they'd just be guys hanging out with nothing to do running from the church.
Do we have anything in common besides that Steve is our best friend?
I mean, who says friends have to have things in common? Can't friends, like, complement each other in the things that they do?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And, like, a series of shared experiences that they've gone through together.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have history.
Yeah.
Is that enough?
I mean,
like, how many years can we just be like, remember that time? Remember that time? Remember that time? Is this enough? Is this enough reason and rhyme for us to have a friendship that's just remember that time?
Remember that time. Remember that time. You're right as a repeating line. It gets tricky. How many times can we say it? Remember the time we had a video game and played it.
Remember that time.
Remember that time. Remember that time.
Remember that time.
Remember that time.
Remember that time.
Remember that time. Remember that time we were in first grade on a field trip, and I was feeling sad, I was about to just quit it, and you were like, don't be afraid, don't make a peep, you can stand by me while we pet these sheep.
Oh, remember that time we were on the ropes course, and you were going first, of course, I was afraid of heights, you said don't be, and we were there together, so I guess we weren't lonely.
Remember that time.
Remember that time. I guess you're right, I'm feeling fine, because
remember that time.
Remember that time.
Remember that time.
Seems like even if our shared history is the thing that holds us together, and we will just repeat and repeat. We also both care about Steve. What he's going through now is a hassle. I see him right over there. He seems to be building some kind of castle.
Oh my gosh, remember that time?
Hey Steve,
remember that time?
Oh my, remember that time? Time.
Remember that time?
Hey, Steve, remember that time? Remember that time you weren't in a dress covered with vomit?
Remember that time? Remember that time that you told me to go away? Remember that time?
That was like 5 minutes ago.
Years have passed and I'm now a princess.
Remember? Remember that time?
Remember that time?
Remember that time?
Well, one thing's for sure, we gotta get this guy a cure, or else this will be the last time we remember that time.
Will Steve get his life together and get out of that make-believe castle in a vomit-covered dress?
Who invited Anne Hathaway anyway?
Find out
when we return to Princess Live Journals, the musical!
Swag, swag. Pod swag.
Swag, swag. Pod swag.
Here we go.
Hey, we're having a special off-book merch sale over at podswag.com.
Merch sale!
Now until June 5th, you can use the promo code SLEEPYBABY for 30% off all off-book items. Guess what those items are, Jessica? What are they?
We got stickers.
Stickers!
Pins. T-shirts. That's it. But guys, PodSwag is your one-stop shop for clothing, accessories, and novelty items from all your favorite podcasts, not just off-book. But right now, you can go to podswag.com/off-book and use the promo code SLEEPYBABY.
Yeah, we totes don't have totes, but we got all sorts of other things. And we got a new shirt, guys. It's either out now or it will be very soon.
New shirt based on your feedback. New shirt based on your feedback.
Here we go. That's podswag.com/off-book and code SLEEPYBABY.
Good night.
Good night.
No, keep listening. Welcome back. Ooh, I sang it this time.
Very good.
Thank you. Guys, we left a trio of friends trying to figure out their way in the world, and one of them using the help of three princesses. What will happen now in Princess Live Journals?
Steve, meeting of the princesses. All princesses meet together now.
It's me, Princess Peach.
Princess Peach, I am the only Nintendo princess allowed.
Princess Peach, where were you when we were talking to young Steve?
I was kidnapped, bitch.
She is always kidnapped.
In another castle.
If only I could be kidnapped.
Mm. Can I confess something?
What's that?
Wait. Okay.
Sorry.
No, I want to hear this confession. We're going to go back to why Princess Diana wants to... No.
Who? Me, Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway wants to be kidnapped. But thank you for confusing me with the People's Princess. That's what I think I am. Anne Hathaway, ugh, the People's Princess.
Anyways.
Just walked out of the room.
I was just going to confess something.
I was just getting snacks for everyone. Celery with nothing.
Oh, God, Anne. These are the worst.
I'm gonna fucking kill her.
It's okay. Take a break. Can I just say, Peach and I eat literally nothing but like turnips and rupees all day. And this snack is gross.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I'll eat a fucking raw mushroom and I wouldn't eat the fucking raw celery.
You guys, I'm sorry.
I was gonna say.
Yes, please. Tell us, Peach.
Did you guys know it's fun to be kidnapped?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Sorry, I'm just so used to like not liking what you're about to say.
I know. I just think like maybe if I were kidnapped, people would say, you know what? We didn't give Anne Hathaway more of a chance.
No, you're right. It is fun to be kidnapped.
It is fun to be kidnapped.
Let's all tell about the individual times that each of us were kidnapped.
Ooh, okay, girls talk. I'll never forget it. It was 1985. I was really scared, but secretly I was alive. I got kidnapped by a big old nasty toad. He smelled like shit, and boy, what a load.
It's fun to be kidnapped. It's fun to be kidnapped. It's fun to be kidnapped. It makes you feel alive.
Oh,
I'll tell you about my time. The time period's kind of vague. Let's just say it was a while ago in a well fantastical way. I was sitting in my castle playing Ocarina, of course.
Uh-huh.
And then I got kidnapped by a big old guy named Ganondorf. But it's fun to be kidnapped.
It's fun to be kidnapped.
It's fun to be kidnapped. It makes you feel alive.
Ooh. Well, I know that you know me. Yes, I have such fame. And my version of kidnapping is not quite the same. But I still think that I know exactly what you mean.
me kidnapped. By marriage.
I have no good time.
It makes me feel alive.
And I feel like I got kidnapped too. When I won my Oscar, people still said boo. Even though I sang live and I cried and shaved my head. I could only dream of kidnapping in my Sweet Anne Hathaway head.
Fun to be kidnapped. It's fun to be kidnapped. It's fun to be kidnapped. It makes you feel alive.
Oh.
Just celery?
Can we
just
order a
celery,
pizza?
Anne? Let's order a pizza.
Ooh,
order
I'd love pizza. A pizza.
Can we talk also about
what?
Steve?
We're doing the wrong thing with Steve, telling him he can imagine a castle. It's wrong for him. We need to help him set his sweet little brain straight again.
Yeah.
We are all various figments of his imagining.
So totally. And like even in his imagination, we all hate Anne Hathaway.
Yes, well, obviously. But I feel like on some level.
I'm here.
Oh, God, man.
Hey, bitch.
Yeah, you can, bitch, you can be here.
It's fine, bitch. I'm just going to call you bitch, bitch.
Okay, thank you. I feel like that means we're friends.
Yeah. Peach, I love that you just tell it how it is.
Girl, I have been around too many times. I've been kidnapped too many times.
You really have. You've gone through it with Mario and sometimes his brother.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you what I am now?
Yeah.
A bitter old queen.
Ooh!
But she's not a princess anymore.
No.
Now she's a bitter old queen.
And you can be too.
A bitter old queen, what you mean, what you mean, what you mean? A bitter old queen, what you mean, what you mean, what you mean? Warp through too many worlds, push aside too many toes. One day before you know it, you become a bitter old queen.
Oh, bitter old queen, what you mean, what you mean, what you mean?
What you mean?
Get out of my way.
Bitter old queen, what you mean, what you mean, what you mean?
That tube, not that one.
Bitter old queen, what you mean, what you mean, what you mean?
Bitter old queen, what you mean, what you mean?
Bitter old queen,
what you mean, what you mean,
what you mean?
So you scream at someone under you and say, make it better, you buff. And then you go around your own castle and you make improvements because you like to make a hassle.
Oh, bitter old queen, what you mean, what you mean, what you mean?
I'm the headmistress.
Bitter old queen, what you mean, what you mean, what you mean?
Bow down.
Bitter old queen, 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 what you mean to me?
Bitter!
Old
queen. Bitter. Old.
Queen. Oh my gosh, Steve, this new entry in your live journal is amazing.
Thanks.
Oh, wow. I love imagining, like, what Peach would think, like, the realities of that.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I'm getting a lot more into fan fiction.
Thank God. Really honestly, thank God. Yeah.
What you were into before was freaking me out so hard.
Well, I went to a behavioral therapist.
Bless you.
You've got to seek help. There's no shame in seeking help. You're, and, like, honestly.
Yeah, I have borderline personality disorder, and that's nothing to be ashamed of. Yeah.
No, it's not. Thank you. And thank you for your truth, and thank you for funneling it into this constructive. I stayed up all night reading this story about Princess Peach.
Me
like, it's amazing.
Me too. I was like, oh, yeah, that would take a toll on you.
Yeah, and thank God we're all friends again because all me and Kyle can do is rehash things that have already happened.
We have no, like, forward momentum.
No,
to find,
we're, like, we're like very secondary characters in, like, your life story.
I was like, you want to play laser tag? And she was like, I want to go to play mini golf. And I was like, well, I guess we'll go our separate ways.
Actually, guys, that brings me to my next point.
Oh. Okay, sure.
My therapist kind of told me that there are certain relationships in my life that are a bit poisonous or enable some of my self-destructive behaviors.
Sure.
And for that reason,
well, hold up, though. Are you about to say that the two people that told you to go get help are the destructive enablers in your life?
Did you tell your behavioral...
What did you tell her about us?
I may have like said a few lies.
Okay.
About how like.
Steve, you have to get away from these kids. They pinned you down and vomited chicken marsala into your throat?
Yes.
No wonder you were lashing out.
They made me slap a chicken. They said, slap her or else, and call her a woman.
Steve, first of all, woman is not an insult.
I know. But I know, that's what I said.
Good. Good. But you must stay away from these terrible children.
Thank you, Dr. Vinkankov.
Well, of course she told you to get away from us if you told her that.
Yeah, okay,
him?
Yeah.
Sorry, Dr. Vinkankov, man or a woman?
Yeah, don't assume. Hey, this is like that lateral riddle.
I
the
don't
doctor
know.
And the doctor was the woman. You guys
Dr.
know.
Dr. Vinkankov goes by they.
Oh, great.
Great.
Well,
I don't know. I'm just all mixed up in my brain, and I don't know if you guys are a part of the problem or not, Steve, or I'm just a big liar.
Steve, listen. I totally get not wanting to cop to the fact that you, of your own free will, did all those weird stuff and shouted woman at that chicken as if it was an insult.
It just is insane. You can't put spin
See,
on the word
See, you're calling
woman.
Me insane.
You're right, I'm sorry.
This is destructive.
No, I shouldn't throw that label around, but it is hurtful to me that you would use woman as an insult.
I hear you, but don't you just think sometimes people grow in different directions?
Is that what this is really about? You needed like a doctor's permission to friend break up with
us?
To
not be friends with us anymore?
Once and for all?
You know, sometimes a bonsai tree just grows in different directions. Not that it plans to, it just gnarls away from each other.
A bonsai tree is very specifically a very guided type of growth on a tree.
And really small, but...
Well, like, what about like the branches though? Sometimes the branches go in every direction.
They don't. You specifically choose... Ugh. You know what? Yeah. You know... Steve, if we are your bonsai tree and we're not growing the way that you want us to, then I guess we're a bonsai tree that just could not be pruned.
And the thing I really took from that, yes, the thing that I took away, is a bonsai, no matter the way that you prune it, it's ultimately small and lame. If we are your bonsai, then this is goodbye. If we are your bonsai, then this is goodbye.
Sometimes you have a friendship and it's a-okay, but sometimes you get confused 'cause you're so tormented and gay. Sometimes our limbs go every which every way, and that's why I've gotta say, hey, hey, my bonsai's astray.
On your bonsai, then this is goodbye. If we are your bonsai, then this is goodbye. I thought that we were special. I thought that we were good. If we are just a bonsai, when I thought we bonsai, then this is goodbye. If we are your bonsai, then this is goodbye. As long as that's your truth and you believe what you say, as long as this is from Steve and not that bitch and
for your bonsai,
then this is
then this is sitting by this window pane, and if Steve wants to go be away and he wants to have imaginary friends for a while, maybe I should just imagine up some friends. Huh, what kind of imaginary friends does Kelly have?
Hello, it is me, a giant flappy toucan bird.
Whoa, and it is me, a little French seahorse.
Do not forget me, a Bulgarian moose. A toucan, a seahorse, and moose. We are the friends here for you. A toucan, a seahorse, and moose. We are the friends here for you. Oh, the moose is Bulgarian. And of course, the seahorse is from France.
Oui, oui.
And I am a toucan, and I am from the place where you will find a toucan. A toucan, a seahorse, and moose. We are the friends for you. A toucan, a seahorse, and moose. We are the friends for you.
That doesn't help me much.
Oh, man,
we are all rejected cereal mascots.
Yes, he's right. I am Toucan Brian.
Yes.
I could not be on the Fruit Loops box because I am Toucan Brian.
Yes, and I am a Bulgarian moose, and I said Frosted Flakes, they're okay.
Ho, ho, ho. And I tried to be Snap, Crackle, Pop all in one.
I said, follow your nose wherever the cereal is.
And I said, oh, nothing can Snap, Crackle, Pop when it is deep under the ocean, for it is too wet to Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
I said, damn you, tiger. I think they taste just okay.
Man, Kelly's over there on the other side of the quad all by herself. She looks confused, but I guess she's having a good time. I wonder what kind of imaginary friends me, Kyle, would have since I'm going to be all alone too.
Hey, hey, hey! Hey, it's me, Lenny the Piece of Lint!
Hi, hi, hi! It's me, Benny the Button!
Hey, hey, hello! It's me, Reginald a Piece of Tape!
These are the thoughts and you thought it. Your friends are stuck in your pocket. These are your thoughts and you thought it. Your friends are stuck in your pocket.
Oh, my imagination doesn't so much run wild as kinda walk. I thought of a piece of tape, some lint, and what's that? Oh, a piece of chalk!
We are just here to say, Kyle, you are good.
Thanks.
We are in your pocket like a talking piece of lint should.
These are your thoughts and you thought it. All of your friends in your pocket. These are your thoughts and you thought it. All of your friends in your pocket.
We have crazy things to say, like
you
what
really, you
if...
You really don't. All your stuff has been really not crazy.
Well, there's only one person to blame for that.
I guess. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. What was the crazy thing you were going to say?
Imagine a world where things could become bigger things.
Wait, what?
Imagine a world where your thoughts could be even dreams.
And what about this in your eye? Is that a little glint? What the heck even causes lint? These are your thoughts and you thought it.
These are my thoughts.
All of your friends from your pocket.
A basic dude.
These are your thoughts and you thought it.
Not everyone is creative.
All of your friends from your pocket.
And that's okay.
Gotta hang out with real people. Hey, Kelly?
Yeah?
I tried having an imagination and mine is broken.
I think mine's like a little like immature. Like I'm worried like I've been in, like I'm stuck. Like I'm not growing at the same rate as my peers. Like a 15-year-old girl, why do I want to hang out with cereal mascots?
It's better than me. I just X says, could think of anything in the world to follow you around. And I literally thought of the piece of tape, lint, and a piece of string and a button, what was just physically in my pocket, Kyle, at that moment.
Kyle, I'm sorry. I'm starting to think that you and I are like the worst kind of like basic bees, where like we had a gay friend so that we could pretend we were interesting, but really like we are like vanilla people.
Steve is so much more interesting than us.
Infinitely more interesting than us. And we were like trying to like be interesting by proxy just because like he was there.
It's almost like, oh, if you and I, like, at one point started, like, a podcast or whatever, and it was like, what's going on in our life? Nothing. We have to have someone here that actually has done stuff. Never mind.
No.
We got to get Steve back in our life.
We cut
point.
To the living room below, where a bunch of worried moms talk about their kids who are just monologuing upstairs.
Listen, I'm so happy we could all sort of be together. I know, like, we haven't hung out since, you know, back in the days when we were carpooling with the kids. And it's
right.
It's hard now that they're grown
right.
up.
Yeah.
But I've noticed, well, Kelly, she has a lot more, like, soliloquies than I remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm worried about my little Steve. Sure, he went batshit crazy, but then he pushed away from your wonderful children.
Linda, don't label him as crazy.
Oh, that's right.
But also, like, I get why he might be pushing away from Kyle. I saw Kyle staring into a fish tank, shouting, "What is a good name for you?" at the fish. And do you know what he ended up naming that fish?
Fish.
He named it fish.
Dear.
Also, it is weird that they're all upstairs, but in different rooms and not hanging out with each other.
I miss the days when we would just hear them laughing from that attic, doing who knows what.
Who knows what? I don't go up there anymore.
We could never know.
Kyle's told me that he took care of whatever it was, but man, there was a smell there a couple weeks ago, and I just am not going to check up, but those were the days.
Those were the days.
When our kids were kids and they didn't have identities and personalities and social cliques.
It gets complicated the older that they get. Complicated, it was easier when we told them what to do and eat and where to go and what to think. But now it's just so much more
complicated.
Hope you agree. Now it's
complicated.
What I wouldn't give to be just a couple years ago when they were all small and we could control it all.
Is that what you're saying? That things are less fine? Are we just a bunch of moms saying, remember that time?
Remember that time?
If we should be so bold to just let their futures unfold. But I hate that it's
complicated.
To let the birds fly, it just gets
complicated.
I'm sure you know why. That every single one of us is just here doing our best, but it's scary to push a bird out of that nest.
Oh, and the days, well, they seem to just quicken. I feel like an old mother chicken.
And I'm sure, just like a chicken eats bugs, you just wanna reach out your wings and give all of your baby chicks hugs.
Complicated.
My kid does speed.
Complicated.
He's calling out in need.
Complicated.
Like you girls, I like that we can stick together while we hug our chicks' feathers. We are just down here and we must begin.
Said it best.
Oh. Steve, you have to take us back. I'm sorry. You got to.
What are you guys doing here? I'm just playing video games at the arcade.
You got to take us back. You got to take us back. You got to take us back.
We don't have
personalities.
We're basic and we're boring, and that's fine, but not if we don't have someone cool. We're the backup. We're backup. We need to back you up.
Wow.
So I feel like maybe when you got rid of us, you were just kind of like lashing out about stuff that's going on inside you. But like, it's okay that you lied and that you were going through stuff. Like we forgive you because like the Kyle and Kelly show is canceled. It is boring. Bad.
Okay, guys. I mean you've. Thank you so much for coming here, and sometimes I really love that you guys fought for what you want.
Yeah, but what we want more than anything is to just, like, stand behind you and support, like, the Steve show.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. My God, that's so nice, but it's about all of us. It should be about all of us.
Well, kind of, but it's like, yeah, it's like...
It's not, the A-line is not good if it's about us.
It's just like, let me take this idea, let me give it a little toss. We're all the Supremes, but you are Diana Ross.
Wow.
It's like, let me take this idea, let me get a little wild. You are Beyonce, we've been acting like this was Destiny's Child.
Okay, let me get this idea, let me get my finger around it. I'm like Justin Timberlake, but you guys are my NSYNCers.
Yes.
That's right. We just wanna be 20 feet from your stardom.
And I'd be nothing without your love, Dom.
20 feet from your stardom.
That's too nice.
20 feet from your stardom.
Oh, gosh.
It's the best thing we can do. We realize we're dumb. We gotta be 20 feet from your stardom.
Okay.
Oh my God, Steve, I just realized this video game that you're playing right here,
is this
a new one?
Yeah, it's new.
Hold on. I don't remember seeing Princess Zelda and Princess Peach and also Princess Diana.
You unlocked the Princess Diana bonus.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's called like Princess Bitch Fest.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like it. It's really woman forward, and I need to work on my relationship with women.
Hey, that's great. It seems like you realize now that you had the power. You just needed to know how. Have a creative outlet. And right here in this mall is proof of that. And it's good you did, because we're not creative at all.
I need it. Don't you see? I didn't know any other way else.
You did your best, and you didn't swell, I bet. And I'm happy that it no longer lives on the actually toxic internet. Live your journal in your life.
Not on the internet.
Live your journal in your life.
Keep your shit off of the internet.
Hate yourself, I'm gonna express this just with words.
Journal.
with your journal in your life.
Anne Hathaway.
Get out of here.
That was Princess Live Journal,
the musical.
We'll be back right after this.
Okay, Zach, can we please talk about one of your minds? Is that the proper grammar? Who will ever know?
Yeah, your minds.
One of yours and mine's favorite people? One of your... This is not important. Paul Scheer, we love him.
God, Paul Scheer is everything.
He's a great guy. He's so funny. And you guys know that he watches a lot of bad movies for How Did This Get Made?
Mm-hmm.
Great podcast.
It's so good.
One of the, I would say, titans of the industry.
I would say one of the pillars of the titan industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul and Amy Nicholson from The Canon have a brand new podcast called Unspooled here on Earwolf.
Is the first episode out right now?
You bet your bottom dollar it is.
God, Paul and Amy watch all the classic movies you're supposed to have seen, but probably haven't, or maybe have, the all-time greats like Citizen Kane.
So they're going to watch everything on AFI's 100 list. So AFI puts together the 100 best movies of all time, so they're going to watch Taxi Driver, The Graduate, Pulp Fiction. Great movies that, like, you know, sometimes you're like, do I want to watch, like, another dystopian YA movie sequel? Yes, I do.
But after that, but after I want to watch Citizen Kane. They explore the crazy backstories, like how a group of Hollywood bigwigs tried to stop Citizen Kane from being made. They wanted to burn it. That's crazy, and I'm very interested to hear.
I gotta listen to the rest of that story. They're gonna bring on film experts and talk about what happened behind the scenes. So, guys, want to have your How Did This Get Made cake and candy, your little dessert platter of macarons.
And then you want to listen to Unspooled for that meat and potatoes, now in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
And you should be listening.
Listen, baby.
Welcome back. Mono,
what a delight.
Wow, you guys are fun.
You're fun.
Thanks.
Yeah, I love doing dumb video game jokes.
Oh my God, I was like, this is the one thing I learned in my years of life.
Also, I do, though my life was a little more like squeaky clean, straight laced, the like mistakes you make when you start drinking are so funny. I know like there's the like classic ones of like drinking too much and puking, but yeah. I'm talking more about like the flavor ones, like just insane choices you make where you're
everyone
like.
Everyone learns to drink on like natty ice. And,
yeah.
And like also like what are those? Sorry.
Mike's Hard.
Smirnoff's Ice.
Mike's Hard.
Although people also do drink on that.
I used to like hide beer and liquor like on this weird part of my roof that you could access, which means it would always be exposed to the elements and it would probably be like boiling hot.
Or freezing cold.
Yeah, or freezing cold, but only rarely.
Don't underage drink.
Don't underage
drink.
We
have to say that officially as a podcast.
Yeah, officially as a podcast.
It's stupid.
But also, when you do, like, just, like, make good flavor choices.
Yeah, make good flavor. Like, underage drink a gin and tonic.
Yeah, like,
underage
drink. The secret of, like, a good cocktail is, like, you want to have, like, alcohol, citrus, and sugar. That's the trio of a base cocktail. Of a basic cocktail.
Mixologist.
That's good.
Mixologist! This is Mixologist's corner. Hi, I like things with grapefruit notes. Okay,
Welcome back to Off Book. Hey, we're going to do a segment at the very end. This one comes to us from Glenosaurus Rex on Twitter, at gsaurus_rex. Thank you. It is called 8 Smile. It's a rap battle, but only being real positive. It's great. So we're going to do that. It's not so much a battle. It's just going to be like a real positive rap. By the way, before we jump into it, if you want to give us a segment, hit us up with the hashtag OffBookPod. Also, we just appreciate you using that hashtag to spread the word about the show and write those things on the iTunes. And,
yeah, tell a friend if you haven't yet to subscribe, you know, guys. Why not?
It helps us do things like add drums. And Dana on the drums, figuring out a very difficult electric kit, killing it.
Yeah, it was great.
That was gorgeous.
Hey.
Let's do some 8 Smile.
8 Smile. Here we go.
Ooh.
Switch up the kit.
Wow.
What? Yeah.
What's up, motherfucker? I love and trust you so much. You're the only person want in my life. I love your look and your touch. Everything else that you say to me makes me feel positive daily. I'm like, ooh, girl or guy, I want you every day in my life.
Listen to this compliment you're about to be told. I can't believe you started that fire so bold. Damn, Zach, your rhymes are so freaking tight. I'm partying with you day and night.
wanna say hey Lace, hey you, looking fine, give me that all the time. I want to kiss your head, then I wanna take you to bed, not in an overly sexual way, I wanna ask you if it's okay.
What up, Mono, definitely okay, I would get in you with the bed, not gay or in a gay way, doesn't matter what you say, I would do that shit like every day. Hey Jessica, this love's straight platonic, you know that we got that thing, we got it, every day spitting straight fire, and this podcast got desire.
Oh Mono, I can't believe that this is no gap, I think you have like the most beautiful and totally infectious laugh. I can tell when you are the sidelines supporting other people's shows, because that is the way you are, so generous and everybody knows.
Oh, you both have such really good brains, you make me go ow, because that is a type of pain. I think about how perfect you are every single day in my stars, that makes sense all the time, you know you love it wine.
What's up, both you dumb motherfuckers, I got a thing to say to like, it is true. You got both know that I would absolutely die for both of you. I put my life down on the line, take a bullet once, drink that lime without any sort of cocktail balance. I would do that, I'd take that challenge.
Oh yes, we are friends.
Yeah, we are friends.
Friends, motherfucker.
Yeah, we are friends.
It's that friend music.
And you know I'm gonna say it again. Here's the thing about Mono, when we go to a party, sometimes we have deep conversations, they are long and they are hearty. One time we had only known each other for a couple of weeks or months, and we got straight into talking about God, son. And we were like, what is God? Let's talk about this. While other people were deep in party bliss, but Mono, we were like talking about the universe, and we were using adjectives and many adverbs.
You make me feel very seen, all the time, you never are any mean. You always make me feel like I am a star, even when I am losing my mind at the bar.
Here's the thing about Mono, when you're up on the stage you make me laugh. I love all the characters you play, like a toucan, a man, maybe a giraffe. Here's the thing about Jessica, when she lays it down, she's always the boss, and I have to follow her around, cause I am frequently getting lost. You're like a GPS that I don't have to put into my phone. When I go on trips with you, I'm like, it's all good and I'm not alone. I'm like, we've been here for a month and I still don't know where the fuck things are, but I'm here with Jessica and she leads the way, you're that kind of star.
And I like that your rhymes are so good, and I like that you got musical glory. That's so much that you spun that true ass story.
That's the thing that happened.
And now I'm like, I don't know, have not a word, because you are so good at rhyming and made me laugh, it's so absurd. Oh yeah,
you are my friends. Fuck everyone who isn't our friend.
Fuck you, not friends, because we are friends. We like friends, not friends. We won't say it again.
Friends. Oh my god.
That beat felt down in the bottom of my soul.
Oh my god.
Ladies and gentlemen, King of Panist of King, Scott Passerell on the keys, producer Dana on the drums, bringing those beats.
Engineer Brett making it all happen.
Making it work. We just kind of throw things at Brett, and Brett's like, yeah, okay, I guess we can try that.
Mono Agapian.
Oh my god.
A delight for every human.
You guys are stars. You made me feel safe to skydive today. And I love you dearly.
You thought you were skydiving, but it turns out you were flying. Oh my god.
How did we wizards. I love you both. Gosh. You beautiful people.
Mono, what do you want the people to know?
Yeah, where can they find you?
Come to UCB. Come see Winslow on Fridays. Follow me at Mono Agapian and listen to my podcast, Horny for Horror.
Got to check it out.
Yeah. Do it. Like us and write reviews. It helps the show grow. We love you all, Sleepy Baby, so very much. Thanks for listening.
I'm sorry. I have one quick fan shout out.
Shout it out.
Guys, I'm sorry. I should have done this not when the music was like about to end and we were like, that's definitely the end of the episode.
That's okay. Spot will we'll play some like cool low-key jazz.
And we were like, we're in it. We're like in this. Okay, so you guys know I am a Survivor fan. Okay, so last night was the season finale of this season, which I was a little underwhelmed by. Okay, no shade of this. Everyone knows I love the show. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of people not making big moves, and I posted an Instagram story, and a person who works for Survivor, has been a camera op for several seasons, wrote and gave me this sweet compliment that many camera ops, when they are in fact getting like
difficult B-roll in the middle of the night, listen to podcasts, including Off Book. So guys, Off Book has been listened to while filming Survivor. My mind has exploded. I hope you're okay with me giving you a shout out. Jack Jackerstein, at the Jackerstein. He has shot for the show, which the show looks great. He did his job. Yeah. He did his job.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me. We also should give a shout out to Tell Me Everything Podcast. Thank you for having us on your podcast, you guys. Give it a listen. Tell Me Everything Podcast. Found wherever podcasts are. We talk about guests we would like to have here, and we have the very good idea of having Kermit the Frog on as a guest, which we are going to actually do.
Yes, and shout out to Taylor Gaines, who had me on his Survivor podcast. Guys, all kinds of shout outs for pods and survivors and friendship.
And as we say every week, it's not a video game.
It's your video name.
Bye.
Bye.